From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Sunday's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida shows the threat from individual actors remains and is particularly difficult for governments to fight. There are no indications at this point that the Orlando shooter had a direct connection to Islamic State. FBI Director James Comey said Monday the agency believes he was radicalized through the internet. 29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen killed 49 people and wounded 53 others when he opened fire at the Pulse nightclub, armed with a semi-automatic rifle. After a three-hour standoff, heavily armed police tactical units raided the club and shot Mateen to death. A senior police chief and his partner were stabbed to death at their home in France Monday night. A three-year-old boy was rescued by police at the scene. The assailant, identified as Larosi Abala, was killed by police. Two people police say were linked to Abala have been detained as part of the inquiry into the murder.
J'ai une pensée pour ce couple qui ne faisait que son devoir.
French President François Hollande said the killing was incontestably a terrorist act, coming at a time when France has particularly heightened security as it hosts the Euro 2016 football tournament. Abala, who's 25 years old, had been sentenced in 2013 to 3 years in prison for recruiting fighters for jihad in Pakistan. The Islamic State group's news agency, Amaq, has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Islamic State has not officially announced that the assailant was one of their own. This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein is urging the United States to adopt stricter gun control measures, saying easy access to weapons leaves little space between murderous impulses and actions that result in death. In a statement Tuesday, Zayed criticized what he called irresponsible pro-gun propaganda and questioned how many more mass shootings the country must experience before lawmakers take action. The Pew Research Center reports Europeans generally see Islamic State as the biggest threat to their nations. Climate change is the second largest concern of Europeans, ahead of the influx of refugees on the continent from Iraq and Syria. According to the new study, Europeans face the world divided by the Washington-based research center. Only 17% of respondents in the 10 European countries surveyed feel Islamic State is a minor threat, and only 3% view it as no threat at all to their nation. Terrorist attacks in Paris and Brussels over the past year have put terrorism on the top of the list of concerns of Europeans, and security remains elevated across the continent. Congress approved a $28 million reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in airports. The money will be used to make 2,784 part-time transportation security officers full-time, which will reportedly add 53 additional security lanes in American airports. It will also allow for TSA to accelerate the hiring of 600 additional officers by the end of the fiscal year. The father of Reva Steenkamp gave heartbreaking testimony Tuesday as Oscar Pistorius' sentencing hearing continued. Barry Steenkamp says his daughter's death devastated him and his family and that Pistorius needs to pay for his crime. Anita Powell files from Johannesburg.
A father's pain laid bare.
Mr. Steenkamp, you still think of Reva?
My lady, every day. Every day of my life, morning, noon, at night, early hours of the morning, I think about all the time.
Barry Steenkamp's hands and body shook as he told Judge Tokozile Masipa and her rapt courtroom about his youngest daughter. The law graduate and aspiring model was 29 years old when she was killed by her boyfriend, superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.